we're always sort of making dinghies and fitting about with dinghies on the river. Of course, what used to happen is if you could get away with it, the barges would often tow a dinghy with them, because what used to happen was if they come up the river as far as Medham and the tide was out at Newport, what they used to always have a dinghy with them, because they would tie the motor barge on Medham buoys, and then they would row the dinghy ashore, a big wooden clinker dinghy, and catch the train which ran from Cowes to Newport, because it was a stop there, you see. And they row and tie this dinghy on the hedge, and then the next day or they'd come back down by train, get in the dinghy when the tide was up, and bring the barge up to Newport. But when the barges come up to Newport, this dinghy was often still tied alongside of them. Of course, on a Sunday when no one was working, it was quite usual for us to go down there and get in one of these dinghies and row it around before somebody, the watchman, caught us, you know. But further down the river, you could hire dinghies. Where Dodder site, where those mobile homes or chalets where they are now, down at Dodder, that was a caravan park. And I always remember the chap down there, Gordon Morris, he used to hire dinghies out just for a few pence. But of course, they were in a poor condition. We used to go down there and you'd give him, I don't know, what, sixpence for this rowing boat for the afternoon. But as soon as you got out in the water, it started leaking. So you had to plug it up the holes with clay and things like that. I always remember that. Yeah, certainly got in on the water quite a lot.